the Load. It's Wednesday, January 1st, 2025. Happy New Year. And here are readings from our daily reading plan in view. As we together as a family of families through God's Word seek to keep His face in view so that we can know Him more and make Him known all the more. To do this today, we're going to be reading Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 6, 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 1 through 23, and Acts chapter 9, verses 10 through 22. We're going to begin today with Psalm chapter 1, verses 1 through 6. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and on his law he meditates day and night. He is like a tree planted by streams of water that yields its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. In all that he does, he prospers. The wicked are not so, but are like chaff that the wind drives away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked will perish. 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verses 1 through 23. The sons of Judah, Perez, Hezron, Carmi, Hur, and Shobal. Raiah, the son of Shobal, fathered Jahath, and Jahath fathered Ahumai and Lahad. These were the clans of the Zorathites. These were the sons of Etam, Jezreel, Eshema, and Idbash. And the name of their sister was Hezalponai, and Penuel fathered Gedor, and Ezer fathered Hushah. These were the sons of Hur, the firstborn of Ephrath, the father of Bethlehem. Ashur, the father of Tokiah, had two wives, Hala and Nara. Nara bore him Ahumzam, Hefer, Timani, and Hastari. These were the sons of Nara, the sons of Hala, Zereth, Ezhar, and Etan. Koz fathered Anub, Zabeba, and the clans of Aharhel. The son of Harum, Jabez, was more honorable than his brothers, and his mother called his name Jabez, saying, "Because I bore him in pain." Jabez called upon the God of Israel, saying, "Oh, that you would bless me and enlarge my border, and that your hand might be with me, and that you would keep me from harm, so that it might not bring me pain." And God granted what he asked. Chelub, the brother of Shuaha, fathered Mahir, who fathered Eshton. Eshton fathered Beth Rapha, Pasea, and Tehina, Raka, the sons of Kenaz, Otanel, and Sarariah, and the sons of Otanel, Hathath, and Minothiah. Minothiah fathered Ophrah, and Sarariah fathered Joab, the father of Ger-Harashim, so called because they were craftsmen. The sons of Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, Iru, Elah, and Naam, and the son of Elah, Kenaz, the sons of Jahalelah, Ziph, Ziphah, Tiriah, and Azarel, the sons of Ezrah, Jether, Mered, Epher, and Jalon. These are the sons of Bithiah, the daughter of Pharaoh, who Mered married, and she conceived and bore Miriam, Shammai, and Ishba, the father of Estomah. And his Judahite wife bore him Jared, the father of Gedor, Heber, the father of Sukko, and Jekuthiel, the father of Zonoah, the sons of the wife of Hodiah, the sister of Naham, were the fathers of Kelah, the Garmite, and Eshtimoah, the Maccathite. The sons of Shimon, Ammon, Rimna, Benhanan, and Tilon, the sons of Ishai, Zoheth, and Ben-Zoheth, the sons of Shelah, the son of Judah, the father of Lekah, Ladan, the father of Merishah, and the clans of the house of linen workers at Beth Ashbay and Jochim, and the men of Kozeba and Joash and Saraph, who ruled in Moab and returned to Lehem. Now the records are ancient. These were the potters who were inhabitants of Netaim and Gedera. They lived there in the king's service. Acts chapter 9, verses 10 through 22. Now there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. The Lord said to him in a vision, "Ananias," and he said, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord said to him, "Rise and go to the street called Straight, and at the house of Judas, look for a man of Tarsus named Saul. For behold, he is praying, and he has seen in a vision a man named Ananias come in and lay his hands on him so that he might regain his sight." But Ananias answered, "Lord, I have heard from many about this man, how much evil he has done to your saints at Jerusalem. And here he has authority from the chief priest to bind all who call on your name." But the Lord said to him, "Go, for he is a chosen instrument of mine to carry my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how much he must suffer for the sake of my name." So Ananias departed and entered the house, and laying his hands on him, he said, "Brother Saul, the Lord Jesus, who appeared to you on the road by which you came, has sent me so that you may regain your sight and be filled with the Holy Spirit." And immediately something like scales fell from his eyes, and he regained his sight. Then he rose and was baptized, and taking food, he was strengthened. For some days he was with the disciples at Damascus, and immediately he proclaimed Jesus in the synagogue, saying, "He is the Son of God." And all who heard him were amazed and said, "Is not this the man who made havoc in Jerusalem of those who called upon his name? And has he not come here for this purpose, to bring them bound before the chief priest?" But Saul increased all the more in strength, and confounded the Jews who lived in Damascus by proving that Jesus was the Christ. This is the word of the Lord. The grass withers and the flowers fade, but the word of the Lord remains forever.